Today I'm going to go into the subject of the Prime Directive, and then in the next one I'm going into the restrictions regarding contact and communication the Federation imposes on non-humans and on the humans themselves. This subject has never before been exposed or described in a direct manner, and I'm speaking directly from my personal experience, past and present, and from the point of view of someone who was once down there walking your streets. This includes the problems caused by the restrictions I'm going through right now in my daily life, and that are also reflected onto my YouTube channel. As many of you would imagine, this has a direct correlation to the infamous so-called Prime Directive that has been discussed so much by my predecessors. This document is very long and contains detailed protocols for space exploration, managing of new species of any kind, and how to handle the interactions between the Federation members, such as those pertaining to an exploration starship and new cultures, as well as with new species of plants and animals. It also containing protocols about how to avoid exposure to contaminants, spores, and microorganisms, as well as any other biological or chemical substance a starship crew may come in contact with. The Prime Directive also contains information and protocols describing space law, which is basically identical to the structure of your maritime law, for me, making it quite obvious that it is based on the Federation's space law. So, the Prime Directive is a long document that fills several volumes of archives, and in itself would be a very interesting subject for a future video. But today I'd like to center our attention on a few lines in this document that concern us directly. And those lines are the following ones. But first I must mention that these ones are known on Earth, and although not exactly the same word by word, they have even been presented as part of the TV series and motion pictures, Star Trek. And the reason why they are there is because the Federation itself, and the Earth's cabal it ultimately controls, used Star Trek's creator, Gene Roddenberry, and the rest of the people involved in the saga, to introduce many space concepts into Earth's culture, including the one of the Prime Directive. This way the concept exists on Earth, but people relate it to the realms of science fiction and not of fact. It is known that Star Trek is based on a combination of the secret space program, from Earth, and the structure of the Real Galactic Federation, as Gene Roddenberry back in the early 1960s was in direct contact with non-human identities when he was at some kind of retreat. But even Dolores Cannon has mentioned in her work multiple times that the Prime Directive is real. The exact lines that I have translated from Tejetan, and that concern us now, are the following. Prime Directive. A star captain's most solemn oath is that he will give his life, even his entire crew, rather than violate the Prime Directive. The Prime Directive is immediately applicable to all cultures in any planet that has not yet achieved warp capability, meaning that they are not yet interstellar. This directive can be found in the Articles of the Federation, Chapter 1, Article 2, Paragraph 7, which states, "Nothing within these Articles of Federation shall authorize the United Federation of Planets to intervene in matters which are essentially the domestic jurisdiction of any planetary social system, or shall require the members to submit such matters to settlement under these Articles of the Federation. But this principle shall not prejudice the application of enforcement measures under Chapter 6. As the right of each sentient species to live in accordance with its normal cultural evolution is considered sacred, no Federation personnel may interfere with the normal and healthy development of alien life and culture. Such interference includes introducing superior knowledge, strength, or technology to a world whose society is incapable of handling such advantages wisely. Federation personnel may not violate this Prime Directive, even to save their lives and, or their ship, unless they are acting to right an earlier violation or an accidental contamination of said culture. This directive takes precedence over any and all other considerations, and carries with it the highest moral and ethical obligation. In other words, the Federation cannot expose an evolving species or culture to technology that the species has not yet discovered or is currently capable of developing. Not permitted to make contact with or interfere with lesser races unless they are threatened by an outside source. It is forbidden to communicate with any native resident of a lesser developed race and culture with any device, appliance, machine, tool, weapon, or invention representing an improvement upon the science and technology already in existence upon their planet. It is forbidden to present members of any lesser developed race or culture with any kind of proof that would demonstrate the existence of the United Federation of Planets and of their members, including all technological machinery and gadgets of all sort, be them existing ones or of future development, pertaining to Federation members. Should the rumor of their existence has spread among the members of said race, they should be quickly suppressed and covered up using any method at the disposal of the Federation's members in order to preserve as much as possible the natural progression of their spiritual, cultural and technological development as it is considered sacred. End of my quote on the Federation's Prime Directive. When the first contact project appeared around the year 2009, it was approved by the Federation's Council, on the condition that the experimental contact between Federation races and humans on Earth would be achieved using human technology only, and no direct proof would be given ever. And about the why the first contact project was even approved and with what intentions, it was said that the reason was to assess the level of acceptance humanity, or the public, would have to the presence of non-human identities around them, and to prepare humanity for an imminent direct, face-to-face contact. Although the first contact project ended years ago, some people remain in communication with non-humans, and ultimately that reflects onto this YouTube channel, and others of my group, although I must state once more, that my channel is working with no human interference. But the overall conclusion is that humans at large are not ready for any kind of direct contact with non-human Federation races. And here is where the problems I see start, because the reason why humans in general, as a society, are not ready for contact is because the Federation itself has restricted the data coming from off-planet so much, it falls into the general public's perception of it being more science fiction or more charlatanry. With it, any present and direct transmission coming from non-humans only adds up to the already large amount of media noise and information overload existing on Earth, basically because so many sources about the subject of extraterrestrials contradict each other and even end up fighting among themselves, with it also exposing their low ethical and spiritual level of evolution. Now I must point out something very bothersome against the Federation. Notice how they do anything, and everything possible not to upset the Earth's societal structure. They clearly want to preserve it as it is. And this would indicate that they are guilty, and complicit with all the suffering and with all the problems on Earth, by omission of action at least, all because they claim to want to follow their prime directive, I mentioned above, to the letter. This problem here worsens because the Earth is clearly under their control and under their directions, this meaning that Earth is not a planet with a so-called lesser race developing itself with no external interference and therefore must be kept alone and isolated, as the Prime directly so diligently states. The Federation is directly involved in all the politics and in all the technological developments and in all aspects of human society and science, so in no way do I see the application of the Prime directive as valid here. It is not a question whether extraterrestrials exist or not, because they are everywhere on Earth and they are involved in all walks of life as well, and by far those non-humans pertain to Federation races and are under Federation direction and scrutiny as well. Society and culture on Earth is already heavily intervened, and pushing the Prime Directive as something that must be respected simply makes no sense. Moreover, the Federation can be accused of countless instances where its cherished Prime Directive is not being followed, and where the Federation is acting directly in violation of it. I fully understand that most people live in a reality bubble we all call the 3D Matrix, and that official socially accepted reality may have to be respected, leaving them to evolve on their own. Yet as Earth's society is so heavily intervened by the Federation, this institution would have the ethical and moral obligation to guide humanity in a constructive way, at least. On the other hand, I do see reasons why the Federation must act in a permissive way, and it has a lot to do with the human shadow, or dark side, and with their very efficient capacity to manifest everything, sadly mostly bad things for themselves, and this will be the subject for an incoming video. I understand the Federation's need to isolate non-humans from humans, for whatever excuse, but there are many inconsistencies and illogical things that I can't agree with, and I've lived and I'm living many of them.